Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where science never stops. Thing spotting never rests. We are constantly on the hunt to bring you the things that are the thingiest week after week. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, it's the science of things.
It's the science of thingdom.
We are
ding-dongs.
Award-winning podcasters bringing you our expert perspective on the science of things.
This is like this is the LinkedIn of podcast beginnings.
And
we are podcast pioneers.
And now that we have displayed our bona fides to you, I will now discuss Doja Cat.
Also, I feel like, haven't we discussed Doja Cat? Now what is Doja Cat doing?
So
tell me
here's
more.
Here's my justification. We talked about the Doja Cat, Nicki Minaj mashup taking over TikTok. Then I saw there was a Doja Cat Freak, which is a song of hers from 2018 that was taken over TikTok. So what I'm doing is I'm declaring Doja Cat and TikTok a thing.
Got it. Doja Cat on TikTok.
Doja Cat on TikTok. Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep. Yeah, I think that is true. Yes, correct.
I'm not creating the thing. I am acknowledging the thing. Like this has happened before. It will happen again.
And we won't have to talk about it again because we will have already declared. I mean, this is the power, by the way. It's not just our stellar reputations here. It's also the power of It's a Thing to just go ahead and put this one in the stone tablet.
Yep.
Doja Cat plus TikTok. Done.
Yep, Doja Cat on TikTok 2020.
We're on it.
Actually, suddenly it sounds like a campaign.
Why not? Honestly, why not?
Which one's the running mate? Doesn't matter.
Just, you know, it's just
Doja
a platform.
Cat's fascinating, though. She is from LA area. I think Tarzana. She's of South African descent on her father's side. Her mother's Jewish American and a painter. Yeah.
Wow.
And she just kind of started on SoundCloud. Like, you want to talk thing, you know?
Yep, totally.
People making a name for themselves with music on SoundCloud, then becoming memes on TikTok. Like, she's playing by the modern book.
Oh, definitely. And the whole sort of crossover thing that is just TikTok song, it's really interesting. It's been interesting to watch. I think I'm assuming it is somewhat pandemic related. Like, TikTok was already obviously spawning lots of hits.
That one's hard to tell, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Well, what's hard for me to tell is, like, is no one else making new music?
Right.
Or
is it that?
Is it just the expected acceleration of the trend that already was, mm-hmm. like, TikTok songs becoming hits? Because hits one on satellite radio, like, we put it on and my son's just like, oh, that's a TikTok song. That's just a TikTok song. I don't know why that makes them lesser. Exactly.
Right.
He's really, it's gatekeeping, like, well, hits one over here.
Right. No kidding. I was just about to say that. I'm like, hits one could also be, you know, TikTok might be ripping off hits one. I'm just saying it could work both ways.
It's really true. But yeah, no, I mean, getting famous for your TikTok song, it's a thing.
Absolutely. From Lil Nas X to Doja Cat, we keep you informed.
We keep you informed for as long as Discord points out, for as long as TikTok is allowed in the U.S.
Yeah.
We will be keeping you
informed. I don't want to go too much on a side jag.
We're not going to.
I wouldn't give that too much credence until it's in a policy document. There's a lot of posturing involved in that. So I'm not saying it won't happen. I'm just saying right now it's at the stage of let's say things to make other people angry so we can get things out of them, not like let's actually do a thing.
Yeah. Also, the kids will not be having it.
Well, ask the kids in India about that because they actually did it, right?
Good point. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Side loading is also a thing, friends. All I do these days, much like many of you probably, is walk around my neighborhood. And
yeah,
apparently all anyone else is doing is cleaning out their house, because free stuff boxes are everywhere. And I'm
so this is the second wave. I see.
Yeah, definitely. Like yeah. Every corner, every third house. I think I as far as I can tell, everybody in Oakland is just trading stuff back and forth. It's like an unofficial barter network. Like, I'll take your baking dishes if you take my lamp, but I'll only know because I put it out on the sidewalk to see what happens.
Right, but it's free. It's a free exchange protocol. It's the BitTorrent of physical goods on the sidewalk.
Oh, nice one. Except untraceable. Yeah. Well, I guess untraceable. Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. It is hilarious, and I'm just assuming it's like everybody's bored. They're cleaning out their houses. They're stir crazy. All the donation Sharp. Places are closed.
Exactly. Yep.
And it's just like ka-chunk everywhere you go, and it's. I mean, I've been pretty disciplined. I did take some Tupperware because it was really nice. I was going to come back for some cool, like, cute, funky glasses because, as we discussed, I want to be like a funky glassware person.
Yeah.
But by the time I got back from my walk, they were gone. So apparently it's working.
Yeah.
The free stuff box thing. But it's just like, it's gotten to almost absurd lengths at this point. I'm like, these people had just filled their entire driveway. And I was like, that's just trash. That's bulky waste pickup day. Well, that is not stuff.
I remember us talking about the things on the sidewalk early in the lockdown. And that felt like it really was trash. That was people just putting stuff out to be picked up by bulk collection. Right. So early in the lockdown, people went through everything and found some stuff that they were like, well, this is still in good shape. I probably shouldn't get rid of it. Right. Now, in July, people are going through like, yeah, I'm never going to use that. Like, I might as well just get rid of it. Like, it's the second wave. They're going
it's
through
totally
again.
It's totally the second wave. And I think the second wave carries with it a lot of like cabin fever rage is all I can assume. I mean, if I had time, I'd be doing it too, because I'm looking around my house right now and I'm like, I hate that and I hate you and I hate this and I don't even want to see this ever again. That pillow's so stupid. I don't know why I ever bought that pillow. This is so absurd. I cannot wait to donate this. Why do I even have all these clothes? I'm never wearing these clothes ever again. And so on.
I apologize if I mentioned this before. I kind of feel like I maybe did. Maybe it was on a pre-show, but my neighbor's son across the street works for a company that prints rugs.
Okay.
So their deal is like, you can have a custom rug printed for you, right? Yeah. They have these big industrial printers and you can, like, you know, put your dog's face on it or, you know, come up with your own cool pattern or pick from patterns where they custom print it for you. And so early on in the lockdown, I asked him, I'm like, oh, well, is that business? He's like, booming. It is just booming. He's because nobody can go anywhere. People are tired of looking at their house. So they're buying rugs because that's a thing they can do.
That's so fascinating. I wonder, I'm trying to remember because I feel like I heard that from you before. It might have been when we talked about the Aztec printed rugs.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But yes, I think that everybody is like exhaustion with all their stuff now. It's reached maximum donation level.
Yeah, this is one where you can't shop during the show because you can't leave to go check out what's in the free boxes.
It's difficult. I'm not going to lie. I'm a little twitchy. My hands are like, my fingers are just hovering over the keyboard. Fine.
All right. Where Doja Cat was rooted in verifiable facts. My next thing is purely anecdotal, but I have one other person, a guest on Daily Tech News Show, who brought it up without me saying it. And I was like, yes, no, I've noticed the same thing. Weird meat in the grocery store where normal meat is sold out. So my example is looking for ground beef. There's none. We're out of ground beef. Sorry, no ground beef right now. But we've got all kinds of lamb, ground lamb, lamb medallions, all the lamb you could ever want in a store that's never sold lamb before.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know meat shortages were still happening.
There's some supply chain weirdness, I guess, because it's not consistent. It's not like you can't get it. And usually, like, if one store is out and you go online and look, like, oh, Instacart has it at this other store, right? It's just, I don't know what's up with that. Or maybe there's a little panic, like mini panic buying happening here and there as people read stories. But yeah, it's the weird meat showing up more than the shortages.
Yeah, Fascinating. Okay, now I want to go to a store. I can't believe I said that out loud. In the best of times, I don't like to go to a store.
Now, the theory of Alyssa Miller, who was the guest on DTNS who brought this up as well, is that what's happening is there are a lot of restaurants don't have aren't buying the meats anymore, and so the grocery stores are that the restaurants used to buy.
Right. Oh, of course. And then that just sort of like expands the range. Because there wouldn't normally be so much ground lamb. So, lamb burgers.
Oh, little fuzzy, cute little lamb burgers.
Come on.
Delicious.
Hater. So rude.
No, I love a lamb burger.
My second thing is actually also about food. And this is the week that it totally exploded into thing consciousness. But it had been a little bit of a thing on TikTok before. My son kept showing me little videos, but it's things that are actually cakes.
I saw this too. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it totally went around Twitter this week because I took away my own Twitter search. It's actually pretty funny because if you do a Twitter search for actually a cake,
that works.
You will find the one that was going around this week where it was like a crock. And they cut into it and it was actually a cake, and then like a toilet paper roll and they cut into it and it was actually a cake. And like I said, my son showed me a bunch of these videos in the past, and I think they have now gotten to the point, especially with this like tasty post with the toilet paper and the crocs and the plant. I mean, they really were remarkable, but then it just sort of became a meme. And you can see all these sort of like hilarious comments where people are like, I'm starting to wonder if, you know, like I'm actually a cake. Or like there's somebody posted a GIF of a lady with a knife and it's just like me slicing everything in my house to see if it's actually a cake. And
it's a special effect, right? Because all you have to do is make the surface look convincing.
Yeah.
Around a cake and it works.
Yeah. And they're pretty impressive. Like they're striped they're on really the inside, impressive. but the outsides are like incredible.
Yeah, like the coconut.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like, man, how did they do that? How did they make, because it's a cake, but the top really looks like coconut.
Totally.
And the only or way the, you know it's not really a coconut is when the knife hits and it kind of squishes a little before it starts cutting. You're like, okay, that, like, a real coconut wouldn't do that.
Here's an actual tweet. The sled in Citizen Kane was actually a cake.
Rose cake.
Other tweets include, it's 2050 fit. Because then the other thing that happened is that, not to be outdone by Tasty, Food Insider, there's like all these little food things, posted like, it may look like a ham, but it's actually a smoked watermelon. And then somebody tweeted, it's 2050. All furniture are actually decorative cakes. All meat products are actually fruit. All candy are actually painted insects.
I actually saw this for the first time because Felicia Day retweeted it with the retweet comment, this makes me angry and I can't stop watching.
Yeah, it is a little bit, it's like upsetting. What if we finally guillotine the rich and it turns out they're actually a cake? Right? And
then they let us eat them.
That one's amazing. So yes, things that are actually a cake and also the meme that is actually a cake is like a double thing. It's like a double thing. And then I have to do a quick thing acknowledgement that is a thing that I've had on my reminders for weeks and I should have done earlier because now she's at peak thing, and that thing is Sarah Cooper, who I think we can agree is the winner of COVID. Sarah Cooper is that comedian who lip syncs Trump statements. Wait, are you just learning about Sarah Cooper? I'm so jealous of you right now.
I haven't heard about it.
Oh my God. Well, great. Tom, Sarah Cooper is a thing. And she, I'm finding her Twitter right now, at Sarah with an H, CPR. And she does these like amazing lip syncs of things that Trump says.
Mm-hmm.
And calls it how to whatever, how to test, how to cognitive. And she just has like blown up all of a sudden.
It's just the audio from
everywhere.
The president with her lip
with her acting it out in various ways. God, I wish I was you right now and that I could have just discovered Sarah Cooper because she's so funny and she's everywhere. You got a bonus thing.
Well done, Sarah Cooper.
Yeah. bonus thing. Also, she's very funny on TikTok. We're like a little like RIP TikTok ad right now.
Yeah, I know. This is why the powers that be want TikTok shut down, right?
I guess so. No, she's amazing.
All right, let's get to the feedback. Jennifer on Rare Non-Fordo Exchange wrote, quick note about spike ball. It's a big thing on college campuses. I walk my dog on two campuses near my house, and in the before times, we saw students playing spike ball all the time. They even have tournaments, along with cornhole, for fun or sometimes to raise money for charities. I've actually seen that happen.
Wow.
Spike ball charity tournaments. I love it.
That actually sounds pretty fun, if those ever return again. Now we would like to officially welcome you to the Fordo section of the feedback. Let us begin. Fordo needs a think check. Okay, so the kitchen is not my best room. The domestic arts are not my thing. This is widely known among my people. So my thing may have been a thing for ages and I'm just hearing about it, or it may not even be a thing. Is putting salt, specifically sea salt, on melon a thing? How about salt on ice cream? I've had friends and colleagues tell me to do this a few times in the last few weeks, and I gotta say, it's pretty awesome. I was hesitant at first, although I do love sea salt and chocolate bars, especially with the watermelon and cantaloupe, but now I'm all in, a total concert. Also, Shannon's awesome. Thanks for keeping me company on my evening walks around NYC, peeps.
Yes, Fordo, thing check, checked out. Shannon is awesome, and yes, people do put salt on melons and ice cream. In fact, the melon thing, that for me goes back to the 70s. I remember, like, grandparents doing like, oh, you put a little salt on it, and the kids being like, oh, you're ruining it.
Oh, I that one's new to me, to be honest, the melon one, but the ice cream, no, and I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I learned about that one later, much later in life, but the melon thing, yeah, that's been around.
Wow. Mm. All right, so check.
Yep, check. Fordo on Nick Cage movies says, okay, a lot of them do suck. I agree. But Face Off? Come on. We all agree that that is one of the most awesome movies of all time, right? It's not like a Merchant Ivory production or anything, but you gotta admit, Cage and Travolta were amazing when they were looking at each other and talking like the other person wearing the other person's face. That movie never gets old for me, even if they're both whack jobs in real life. I think I'd actually like Travolta if he weren't a Scientologist.
I can't believe I'm going to have to go watch that movie this weekend. It's so terrible.
What have you done to us, Fordo?
I know. It's so amazing. Oh, dear heavens. And finally, Fordo on Scrabble. Guys, you're killing me. Near the end of your 424 podcast, it's just back in time, you mentioned that someone wrote to you about a site where you can play Scrabble remotely without duplicating letters. Molly was so excited that she even busted out the French, incroyable, she exclaimed. But then, no info. What's the 411, peeps? What is this site? I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know. April might as well have been when I was 11. So I'm not really, we're going to have to look it up. Now Rich is like, oh crap, did I not put it in the show notes? Maybe.
I'm looking. It wasn't a thing, is the thing.
Right. It was just a conversation.
Because the things on 424 were sidewalk chalk art, Mark Bittman, no need bread, the Los Angelesification of work attire and lo-fi music.
Oh, right. It was a site that was like, you can play so that you could play on an actual board, I think, maybe. Or something. Darn it, I don't know. But Fordo, I make this pledge to you. We'll find out. And by the time you get join us here in July, we'll know.
All right, folks. It's time for the shout-outs. These are people who support us at the very top level at patreon.com/itsathing.
Thank you.
They are celebrated around the world for the ingenuity shown by our producer, Rich Straffolino. And this week, the shout-outs are inspired by the headlines on Tech Meme from July 8th, 2010.
I love this. I love this already. Breaking. Eric Duncan to enter into partnership with Friendster buyer MOL.
Friendster. Apple's iPad wins corporate converts at Esther Pena and SAP.
AT&T identifies Jake Woods as slow upload culprit fix in the works. Ouch!
Sorry, Jake. Gabrielle Cohen goes HTML5. Video quality beats native apps hands down.
The new Brad Sparks is more social but less unique.
Well, you know, at least it's something. Microsoft rank and file felt embarrassment all over campus from Louis St. Amour failure.
These are brutal. We owe you guys this time.
I know.
Oh, my God. Andrew Wyatt demolishes iOS 4 in JavaScript benchmarks.
iOS 4.
Damn.
This late-breaking news from July 8th, 2010. Mike Akins is now the world's fastest-growing search engine.
Hot damn, Mike
Congratulations.
Akins!
Congratulations.
God, we are old. We are old. These all feel so... Oh, that's amazing. More social, but less...
iOS 4.
iOS 4. Rich Straffolino, everyone. As always.
Well done. Well done.
Just a damn genius. Just a damn genius.
Slow clap, ladies and gentlemen. Yes.
Thank you for listening to It's a Thing. Even if you only tuned in for this part, which I think we'll understand, you too can become a member of It's a Thing, get access to our Discord and talking rights in that Discord and ad-free RSS feed, the pre-show, much more at patreon.com/It's a Thing. And maybe even a shout out inspired by a headline on Tech Meme from July. But he'll never repeat himself. Rich would never do that.
You can also email us your things. Keep them coming, folks. We'd love to hear your things. Feedback at itsathing.me.
Talk to you next time.
Bye.
Send us pictures of the free stuff on your block. Give it to me.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.